buy any Balfour's product and you could win. Visit balfoursscorebig.com.au.
Triple M's ruined its for breakfast.
Rockcliffe gets the instant reply.
Rockcliffe!
From the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Rockcliffe's got one.
Please welcome Tom Rockcliffe.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Tom. We say this every week. We ask the same question each week, but it's a different injury. The old blood clot. It's not an injury. It's a condition. How are they going, the blood clots?
You went a bit early then.
Sorry.
Not the first time.
You're very critical.
Not the first time. The blood clots are coming along all right. I picked up my last script, so about 30-odd days before I can get off them and start playing.
All right. What does that end up at? When can you play a game?
Yeah, not good. August 16.
So you have to get 45 and kick four. In that first game back to get a game in the first final, is that right?
Hopefully they're playing the Crows in the Sandford.
Oh, we've been going right in the Sandford.
I think it'll be South, so it'll be a good challenge.
Gee, you've planned it. You've marked it down already.
Well, when you're out for so long and then you work out your return date, you look at the game.
Bit of spare time on your hands, I suppose.
What about the rest of the boys? Are you seriously a bit concerned about what's happening down there? I genuinely thought, I tipped you to win. Bernie thought you might get rolled with being a Melbourne fellow, but I thought you might win against the Demons. But, gee, they were disappointing.
Yeah, I think the disappointing thing is we lost by how we knew we were going to lose. Melbourne aren't necessarily a stoppage team, as silly as it sounds, with their midfield. They're about 14th or 15th in the comp for stoppage clearance and scores off that. They're a huge turnover team now, and we played right in their hands, I think. Lever, May, there was a fair few guys that they just turned it over at half back and then beat us that way, which we knew going into the game that's the way they played, and unfortunately we couldn't stop it. So when we went forward, we couldn't get it out of bounds or get it to the ground.
Were you in the team meetings when Ken said Aliraoli is going to be the second ruck?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
What's the logic behind that?
I'm not sure exactly what transpired in match committee and how they ended up with that. Obviously, with Charlie being a little bit sore and Toddy as well, we thought we needed someone else to ruck.
Todd Marshall was sore.
They've been a little bit sore, yeah, the last couple of weeks. So,
why play a sore Todd Marshall when he's a borderline player anyway and not play Laddams, who could go in the ruck and keep Aliraoli in his best position?
Yeah, well, they both bring different strengths to our team. So Pete played pretty well in the Sandford on the weekend as a forward. He kicked a couple of goals and had 14 touches and was good as sort of your second ruckman behind Sam Hayes. So he might get an opportunity this week, depending how we go. I'd imagine Aliraoli was more just a one-week thing as a stopgap, and he'll end up staying defence this week. But they'll finalise match committee after training this morning.
Now, Zach Butters, this is interesting. He's Tom Jonas said he's come back from the dead. What's the story?
Yeah, well, I was sitting with him on the bench and we sort of thought the worst.
I saw you hugging him.
Yeah, put my arm around him. Yeah. He was a little bit emotional, the kid. So I just put my arm around and said, everything will be okay, mate. It's not the end of the world. And we sort of thought it might be a 6 to 8 week. And then he had the scans and it was a 4-weeker. And then he went and seen the surgeon. The surgeon was actually pretty happy for him. He said, look, there's no huge damage here. Tape it up. See how you go. So he'll start with a bit of straight line running today, and if he gets through training at the back end, he might play on Saturday night.
This week?
He's a chance, I think.
Oh, Roo. Hey, Roo, come on.
You see how tough they are at Port Adelaide, Roo?
Oh, why say he's out for 4 weeks then?
No, because anyone else would be.
Is that right?
Not Zach Butters at Port Adelaide.
Tommy Rockcliffe might play next week
as well.
We wouldn't miss with a sore. We wouldn't miss with a sore neck like someone else.
I like it. Will Dersma come back in?
Dersma played pretty well, so it's just a matter of
next week.
Yeah, probably one more because he's had a little bit of soft tissue over the journey. So they might give him one more.
Jones next week.
Jones, yeah, he's progressing really well. He's a really quick healer, so that was a pretty bad hamstring, as you're seeing.
Another tough
quick healer and a quick tearer.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he runs too fast.
He does run fast.
All right, more with Tommy Rockcliffe in just a moment.
Is Orazio still alive?
Orazio's alive. He's actually started running again.
What's happened to that knee?
Yeah, it hasn't progressed as well as we hoped.
You better give him a hug.
I better throw my arm around him. That might be the...
more with Tommy Rockcliffe in just a moment here on Triple
I saw pictures of him last night.
What?
Having a foot in both camps. He had a Queensland jumper on in one shot.
Yeah.
And a New South Wales jumper on in another shot.
Well, he had an each way bet.
Swing with the breeze.
Yeah.
What happened? Tell us why.
Yeah, so I was actually born in New South Wales, born in Lismore, northern New South Wales, and then spent a couple of years there, obviously moved to Victoria as a young fella, and then spent 9 years in Queensland, but I've got to know Daly Cherry Evans pretty well. His partner's a Rockliffe.
Is he the captain?
Vesa. Yeah, he's a captain.
So he's married to a Rockliffe?
Well, yeah, they've got three kids. I'm not sure if they're married, but yeah, he's. I think he is, maybe.
Right.
But yeah, they've got three kids.
So a cousin or something, is she?
Yeah, a distant cousin. So I actually met him at a Cox Plate and I've spoken to him a few times. He sent me a few jumpers. I sent him a Lions jumper back then. So
right.
I actually, yeah, probably wanted...
So he'd appreciate you wearing the New South Wales jumper.
No, he wouldn't have been happy, but I was happy for him to win last night. So I was probably in the Queensland camp.
Sounds like you wouldn't have been happy either way.
Yeah, probably.
How nuts are they up in Queensland? I mean, you were at Brisbane for 9 years. How full on is the state of origin?
It's huge. Like, to put it in perspective, they start talking about state of origin in January. It's in the papers. Well,
will you be in state of origin? Will he make state of origin? Will he debut for state of origin? All that stuff.
Yeah. So they start talking in January, and then obviously when it's on, it's huge. And for them to have three games in Queensland this year, they had to win one of them, didn't they? So they would have been up and about last night. They would have been disappointed with their first two games, but it's everything to them. It's almost bigger than their grand final in the NRL.
All right, now, what have you been told about the game against St Kilda? It's at Marvel this weekend. So as players, you've been told, do you think you'll end up in Queensland or where will the game be played here? What do you think will happen?
I must say, Andrew Jarman is a very smart man.
He is,
first Jarman. And foremost. Yep. But we haven't been told anything at the moment, so I'd imagine we'll find out more today. At this stage, it's still in Melbourne on Saturday night at Marvel, but obviously if there's a spike in cases, that may change. I've seen.
It looks like Melbourne is going into lockdown. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, he said a couple of days ago, didn't he, Daniel Andrews, that they wouldn't lock down again. So if he locks down, he'll go back on his word. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens. We've seen the two Sydney teams. I think they're flying out this morning to southeast Queensland. So I would imagine that St Kilda wouldn't want to play us over here. So we potentially could get shifted to Queensland. But as it stands right now, we're still in Melbourne.
All right, well, don't get too keen on Jarz's comment about you being the most important player. He has not got one thing right this year, has he?
That's unfair.
No, with his statements. He said Port Adelaide wouldn't lose a game this year.
Yeah,
nah. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
He has. He did say in January I'd win the Brownlow on the best and fairest. Well, I've got half a game.
Well, he didn't know you're going to get blood clots, did he?
Well, I wasn't even in the team.
Good luck, Tommy. Get your body right. Get Port Adelaide back on track and give us something to cheer about here in South Australia.
Thanks for having me.
Good on you. Tommy Rockliffe from Port Adelaide. All thanks to Balfours here on Triple M.